In Acts chapter 20, please. Verse 17, and from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know, from the first day that I came unto Asia, after that manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and many dangers and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing from the multitude unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God, faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear to myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. None of these things move me. And now, let's go back then to Let's go over here. In to Romans 3, verse 26, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? Is excluded by what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Then, Galatians, it just does good to look at the, turn the pages and look at it. In chapter 5, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, by the liberty which has made us free, when you, in the Bible, the way the Bible is constructed, Bible scholars say that the first time a word is used in the Bible, then it follows that thereafter. The first time the word glory was used, it was referring to wealth. Then Genesis 6:3. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not going to put up with men living so long anymore. Therefore, their normal lifetime will be 120 years. So then all Levitical food laws point to that. So that's the way this book works. So then in our nation, God told Abram, I will cause many nations to come from thee, including this one. Amen. Because our first president, George Washington, and the first elected officials in this nation, there was no Washington, D.C. They went to Paul's Chapel in New York City. That little chapel survived 9/11. But George Washington went to the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. He opened his Bible there. And he prayed things. And he said, "You'll be our God and we'll be your people." That's from the book of Leviticus, and that's what was on the Liberty Bell. Ring liberty throughout the land. So we need to remind God. Call out to him and say, "Remember your covenant with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Jesus, and George." Amen. Because this nation was born after that one. With liberty and justice for all. Well, look, there's not much. Dave Middlebrook, who is our ministry attorney, graduated law in Oral Roberts University. I asked him about that, and he said, "Well, one of my professors said, it is as just as it can possibly be because of what's in our Constitution." Hallelujah. We the people. It was George Washington that insisted that they put in there that under God, all men are created equal. And if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, the blood promise. So, the laws of faith. Now, this always interests me. Anytime you see the word law, that means it's predictable. If the elements are all there, according to the manufacturer's handbook. And I've always been a book guy. I just take the book and read the instructions. I start to state. Anyway, the first airplane that this ministry had was a 1959 Cessna Skylane. And so we went to the airport, and I took them flying, and John said, "Stop the car." I said, "What is it, son?" He said, "You're leaving my airplane out here." So then later she went to my dad. She said, "Granddad, let's go fly fly Daddy's airplane." Well, my checklist was over here in the glove box. And he said, "I can't fly." Oh, she said, "There's nothing to it." She said, "The destructions are right there in the glove box." She said, "That's what it'd be if I tried to fly it." Now, a law means that it will work every time it's put to work with all of the elements therein. So, when they came out with computers, I thought, no problem. I'll just get the book. So I sat down to read the book. Operator's Handbook. Oh, yeah, that's good, right? So you do this and... The operator's handbook is in the computer. You got to be kidding me. Jenny. She came in. She said, Papa, that's easy. Really? No, it isn't. So anyway, this is the operator's handbook, and I can understand this one. And I've been studying this one a long, long time. The laws, the fundamental laws of faith. Faith is a spiritual force. It is not mental. It's a spiritual force. And ooh, I love this book. And they can put it up on the screen, but I like the... Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being proof of the things we do not see, and conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, and holy fervor born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. By faith, we understand that the worlds during successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for an intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. Prompted, actuated by faith, Abel brought God better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, because of which it was testified of him that he was righteous, that he was upright and right standing with God. And God bore witness by accepting and acknowledging his gift, and though he died, yet the incident is still speaking. My spiritual father preached a message. He said the blood of Cain cried out to God. He said the blood of Jesus cries out. And when you speak an ugly word about or to someone, the blood of Jesus cries out and said, it's your fault. Ooh. He said, the blood still cries, only it's the pure, sinless blood of Jesus by which we're sanctified and made holy. Believe it in your heart. Say it with your mouth. Well, you know where that's going. So let's turn to the book of Mark. Now, this is a small book, so just sit down sometime and read it. Verse 12, on tomorrow when he came from Bethany, he was hungry. Now, what was he doing in Bethany in the first place? Anybody know? That's where Lazarus, Mary, and Martha live. It's an easy walk from there. So he's staying there. When they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Now, I'm going to read that out of this because there's an explanation there that we need. In the 13th verse, seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came. Seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time of the leaves. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season has not yet come. Somebody said, don't you think he knew that? That's not my business to think that. Now, people, I've seen do this, and you can tell when an artist doesn't know anything at all about the Word of God. And I saw this beautiful painting. And there she stood with an apple in her hand. And I looked, and they had belly buttons. They were not born, they were created. And the table was not a table for 26. And you had to sit on that side if you wanted to get in the picture. It didn't work that way. The only fruit mentioned in the garden, they covered themselves with fig leaves. Now, have you ever eaten a fig that was ripe and had just come off of the tree? Yes. I could see why the Lord, early in the morning, but he said, he answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. 9 words. And the disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem. Jesus went in the temple, began to cast out and sold, bought in the temple, overthrew the tables of the money changers and seats of them that sold doves. Would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. He taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. The scribes and chief priests heard it, sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the temple was astonished at his doctrine. When evening was come, that's my kind of preacher. Get up, have breakfast, and preach all day. Glory to God. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remember, saith unto him, Master, behold, look at the fig tree, which you cursed is withered away. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, look what he did. He immediately put it into operation. Therefore I say unto you. And then you check it out. Jairus fell at his feet. He'd just come across the Galilee and delivered the man from Gadara. And they came him, saw him in a sound mind, clothed. So where'd they get the clothes? It's not a trick question. What?
They brought them. They carried it with them. They were ready. They were prepared.
Yes. Well, then, let me ask you this. Where did they buy their clothes anyway? Jesus had a tunic that was so special, it was woven together and it was seamless. Only the very wealthy could afford a garment like that. Amen. So they prepared for it. Faith prepares before it goes. So it's obvious that Jesus had given instructions. We're going early. There's a man over across the Gadara side of the Galilee. I'm going to call him to preach. There's a demon that has possessed him. I'm going to call him to preach. And I'm not going to send him home with no clothes, because he's been this way a lot of years. And when I call a man to preach, I want him to look good. Now, let's go over here to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we should be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that has wrought for us the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk and live by faith and not by sight. So, Smith Wigglesworth coined the term, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe. And then I learned that from Brother Hagin. Well, and then songs were written about it. Amen. And it became, in the word of faith, which we preach from the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, then that began, that invisible, powerful force. I began to learn to pray about everything. We walk by faith and not by sight.
The world around you says you've got to look out for yourself and compete to survive. But God's plan for you is the opposite. He created you to abide in the power of His love. Learn how God's peace and prosperity flow freely in your life when you know and believe the love He has for you. In this series, Kenneth Copeland will show you from the Word of God how love makes a way. No matter what challenges and obstacles arise, it positions you to succeed. Walking in love is tied to receiving the blessing of the Lord. Train your mind to stay in alignment with Him and the understanding that He loves you without limits. When you are born again, you were recreated in His image. You have the same spiritual DNA as Jesus, and that means you can now walk in love with God and people, just like Him. Enter into His rest and let the blessing work in your life. Know and believe God's love for you. Know and Believe the Love by Kenneth Copeland will answer your questions and convince you beyond any doubt that the love God has for you is without limits. Receive your copy free on MP3 or DVD at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Jesus said in Matthew 22, 36 and 39, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. As a born-again child of God, that means your first priority is to love God and obey his commandments. And the second is to show love towards others. To help you develop in your love walk, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to give you this series called Know and Believe the Love. Study along with Brother Copeland as he takes you through the scriptures to learn how to fully trust and act on God's love. This is how you see the blessing overtake every area of your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Request your free teaching today on kcm.org. Are you receiving the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine? This is KCM's free monthly publication celebrating 50 years in print. Today, the magazine is mailed to over 350,000 subscribers in 125 countries and on 5 continents. It is published in English, Spanish, Russian, French, and German. Each month, you'll find word-based teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other anointed men and women of faith to help you grow spiritually and live in victory. To request your free subscription or to read our interactive version online, go to kcm.org. Well, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.